Welcome to another episode of A Maker's Tale, where we dive into the trials and the triumphs of being a handcrafted maker. I'm your host, Zakiya Ringgold, and today's episode is a special one. It's a reflection on my current experience at Philadelphia's Christmas Village. Spoiler alert, it's not going exactly as planned.
Bruh.
So let me just give you a little bit of history. I work with small businesses all over the city through an organization. It's a nonprofit, LA21. And I help them with their social media marketing and all different kinds of things to bring their business online. However, remember, I am a soap maker. That is how I learned all of these tools, right? And so we got an opportunity through a grant from the Commerce Department to be in Philadelphia Christmas Village. This is the largest marketplace in the city, right at City Hall and Love Park, right in the center of all the action. And it goes from Thanksgiving Day until Christmas Eve. Now, the good news for me, and it's maybe not the great news, but we have 7 businesses that are sharing this space. So that means I'm not there every day throughout this season, but I had a total of 10 days and I'm still in the last 4 or 5 days as we are recording this. And the booth is paid for by the Commerce Department. We have to show up, decorate it, and fill it with our products. And as the customers go by, they can stop in and buy. So I'm at the Christmas Village, surrounded by the festive spirit, but my soap booth isn't exactly the center of attention. I have basic packaging and a very limited product range. And this had me questioning my soap making prowess, right? I'm supposed to be the soap lady, for God's sakes. I've created a book on how to make and sell soap. Dun, 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 right? But again, that basic packaging, very limited products. And I should mention, I found out about the opportunity about 3 weeks prior to the actual startup. So there wasn't much time, and I feel like I'm making an excuse, but I gotta make sure you have the entire picture. So I find out about it and I start making and making and making, but I'm making these huge batches, 30-pound batches of soap, to the chagrin of my stick blenders and my soap studio. Nothing was working. I had soap on a stick. I had seizing, I had ricing, I had discoloration. I can't tell you how much essential oil I spilled on the table. It was just sheer chaos. Lizard brain, squirrel mind. It was just completely overwhelming to try and do so much in a very small period of time. So I ended up only having 5 different kinds of soap. And you know, I have been struggling with packaging from the day I made my very first batch. I am someone who loves to make the soap up until the pour and the cut. After the cutting, whatever. I'm done. I have no interest in all the other aesthetic parts of it. It's the creation process that I absolutely love. So for this time around, what I ended up doing, instead of doing the shrink bags, I did organza bags because they were in the festive colors, easier, no poking with the holes popping in and all of that. And then we put a label on there that had my company name, the ingredients on the back and all of that. So first of all, that was not enough. My first lesson for you all is to diversify your product offerings. In the world of handmade soaps, variety is key. And that doesn't mean to offer 50 different scents because you're going to overwhelm the people that come into your booth. But you may want to get up to about 7 to 10 different soaps, But what I'm talking about in terms of variety are what are those complementary products that you can offer that enhances your brand and attracts a broader audience. So you want to think beyond that soap dish, maybe some scented candles or bath bombs or shower steamers. So what I did was after the first day, I came back and I made shower steamers. I made lip balm. I made lotion. I made the body oil. So these were additional items that enticed people to come in, because when you're shopping for Christmas, are you necessarily just thinking about, oh, I need soap? Unless you're a soap enthusiast, which there are many of us now, thank goodness. But oftentimes you're looking for something that's giftable, and we'll get to that in another lesson. So lesson number one is diversify your product offerings. Have different scents available for men, women, and children, but don't go haywire with the number of different types of soap that you offer. Diversify the products. It can't just be soap. And I should know that. My moniker is hashtag more than soap. Okay, so on to lesson number two. Make your items giftable and ready to go under the tree, in a stocking, or to hand to someone for a birthday present. There were several people who came in and asked for teachers' gifts. So I had the different boxes where I called it spa in a box. So it had shower steamers, lotion, body oil, and the soap. So it was a complete package where it felt like an experience and not like, hey, you might want to bathe today with just a bar of soap, right? So elegant packaging and a festive touch can turn your soap into the perfect stocking stuffer or a Secret Santa gift. Now, on to lesson three. Decorations and signage. When I tell you I had zero signage, I was going into the booth with product. And this is Christmas Village. People had full on, it looked like mini shops within these huts that were given. And I'll put some pictures in the blog post so you can see very small budget versus an all out budget booth looks like. So a visually appealing booth can really be a game changer. So you do want to invest the time in creating an atmosphere within your space that draws people in. So what I should have done a little bit sooner, but I'm going to try this coming weekend. I'm there for 3 days this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Well, there's only 3 days in a week. Never mind. You get what I'm saying. But I'm going to probably have the little bathtubs on the outside. The ceramic bathtubs that have the bath bombs in them, some of the streamers, some of the Christmas balls to kind of catch people's eye. Because what I did my last time there, and each time I've increased and I've noticed that my sales have gone up, my traffic has gone up. And that could be because we're going into the holiday season, but I put a bath bomb chute, if you will, right on the side of my booth that you see as you're walking by. Many people, especially the kiddos, they came in specifically because they saw that. So you want to make sure that you have clear signage. What's the name of your company? What is it inside of here that I'm going to get that can make your booth stand out? Because there is a lot of hustle and bustle during the holidays, especially around the lunch hour. People are getting from one place to another. In the evening, when they were coming more for date nights or girls' nights out or time out with the kids, they would be a little more of a stroll and kind of look-see kind of thing. But you want to make it easy for them to, number one, know what your business is, and number two, and probably reverse that, what is it within this booth that I need to come in and get? Okay, so that's lesson three, your decorations and signage. Lesson four, promote. It doesn't matter if they have 5 million people. Well, maybe that's a difference. But you want to make sure that you're tapping into your existing audience of folks. And you know, I am the live stream queen. Ask me how many live streams I did. One, maybe two, maybe three, maybe one or two. But live stream your experience. You would think I learned this from my experience, even building Natural Soap by Zakiya. The entire thing was done via live stream. But when you are, I don't want to say not as confident, but I'll just say that, not as confident in your product, it's very difficult to go live. So be confident in what it is that you've created and share that with your audience. Every time I live streamed, I would either get a sale online or people would come and visit in the booth because they saw that live stream. So you want to let your audience know where you are and when you're scheduled to be there. Now remember, I'm not there every day during the Christmas Village. So somebody may have saw me on a Tuesday and they said, oh yeah, I'm going to make sure I come down there on Friday. But silly Zakiya didn't have her actual schedule there. So they'd be like, hey, I'm down here. Where are you at? Like, oh, still go to booth 11, but I'm not there this week. I'll be back next Wednesday. So make sure your schedule is visible as well as what you're doing, what it's like setting up the booth, what you've taken, some of the experiences you've had. If you have a customer who absolutely loves what you have, ask them if it's okay to record their reaction. I had these little boys, they would open up the different sugar scrubs that I was offering. And the reactions, they would have like, And every time it was like, man, that would be great for a video. So always think about how can you create content. Everything is content that you can put on social media, in your newsletter, on your website to share how your business is growing, where you're at, and what it is that you're doing. Lesson five is to make the most of every visitor that comes into your booth. Not everyone will make a purchase, and that's okay. Encourage them to follow you on social media, stay connected, and be a part of your business journey, whatever that looks like. Many times people would come in, they didn't necessarily buy, but as I would share my story with them, I would always include in there, hey, we have Super Soap Sunday. Gotta make sure I actually do it every Sunday at 7 p.m. And they would say, really? And they would follow me on YouTube right there on the spot. So take the time to share your story. If you realize that, hey, they're not necessarily going to buy, but encourage them, because when they follow you on social media, they become a part of your journey and you never know when they might either become a customer, share you out, or recommend your products to others. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast and make sure you check out the entire show notes and everything at livesoapschool.com. I'm your host, Zakiya Ringgold. So there you have it, my humble experience at the Christmas Village. It wasn't perfect, but it is definitely a learning opportunity. Remember, fellow makers, setbacks are just stepping stones to success. Keep crafting, keep learning, and most importantly, keep believing in yourself and your craft. Until next time, happy making.